I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a mental health professional. I am just a mentally ill girl sharing my journey and things that have helped me with you. Hello, and welcome back to the Hard Feelings Podcast. This is, of course, my mental health podcast where I talk about things like anxiety, depression, anger, jealousy, embarrassment, shame, aka hard feelings. So I start my period in a couple days, which means that my anxiety is in a real weird funky place right now. And the purpose of today's episode is to give you some big sister advice about period anxiety. Because I feel like, you know, I grew up knowing the typical symptoms of PMS. I remember people talking about being moody or emotional during PMS and talking about having cramps, but I don't remember people talking about the increased sense of anxiety. And I did not realize that increased sense of anxiety I get before my period is not just a me thing, and it's not out of nowhere, and apparently a lot of people struggle with this. But I do just want to clarify that I'm not talking about PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder. That is its whole own thing. I personally don't feel like I fall into that category based off the symptoms. I purely think it's just pre-period anxiety. I actually talked to my psychiatrist about that when I was figuring out my antidepressant dosage. I started on a very, very low dosage when I did the whole, you know, 6 weeks on the really, really low dose, and I checked in with my psychiatrist. And I remember telling him, like, yeah, it feels like it's working great, but I still get really anxious around my period. And he told me that that's very normal, and a lot of people get anxiety before their period. And I was like, oh shoot, why is nobody talking about this? So today we're talking about it, because once you're aware of it, first of all, that made a big difference to me. I felt a huge sense of relief knowing that getting anxiety before your period is like a pattern that a lot of people experience. You know, for me, I wasn't even connecting that it was happening around my period. I was just like thinking like, oh man, I have so many bad anxiety days. And it wasn't until I saw another girl talking about it, talking about getting higher anxiety before her period, that I was like, oh shoot, that's what's happening to me. But don't fret, my uterus bearing friends, because I have some tips for us. Like I said, drawing awareness to it is gonna make a big difference, just mindset alone. But another thing that you should do is make sure you track your period. And like, maybe you're already doing that and you're like, girl, come on. And I'm like, hey, rightfully so. I really didn't start tracking my period until a few months ago. Every month I would just like, oh, try to remember in my head. But I finally started tracking it, and wouldn't you know, I know when it's coming now. And so I know to anticipate a little bit higher anxiety on those days. I use an app called Stardust that's really fun if you're into like astrology, witchy stuff like I am. I really like the Stardust app because it tells me what phase I'm in. I really like the Stardust app because it tells you what phase you're in too of your menstrual cycle. So like luteal, follicular, I can't remember the other ones. It counts down to your period, so you know like how many days, and the app gives me a little notification every morning telling me what my hormones are gonna be like that day. And dude, usually it's pretty accurate. But I also just draw little stars on my calendar. Yeah, I still use physical calendars, dude. I got like 3 in my apartment, and on my little cat calendar back there, I draw stars on the day I get my period, because knowing it's coming helps me to put a reason to that anxiety. You know, anxiety is so much scarier to me when it feels like it comes out of nowhere. Another thing you can do, tell people. It's not embarrassing to tell people that you're on your period, okay? Especially if it's people that are like in your lives every day, whether that's a significant other or like a family member, roommate who you live with or something, like people who you are interacting with on the daily, just go ahead and drop it in conversation, dude. I swear, just like making other people aware, I feel like they'll match the vibe. Just telling other people that you get higher anxiety before your period, like people that you spend a lot of time with, them having that awareness that you're having a high anxiety time, I don't know, dude. I feel like that makes people act nicer. Also, the more we all talk about it and make it a non-embarrassing thing, I feel like that's better for the kids growing up right now, you know? Because I remember being so embarrassed. Like, I got my period and cried. I thought I was totally done growing, and I was like, I am not happy at this height. I do not want this body. Like, I was so moody, so emotional. But anyway, yeah, like, I felt embarrassed. embarrassed for having my period. Like, I felt, like, cool, and I felt like, I'm really growing up. But then I also felt like, I don't know, it was just embarrassing. Like, I felt, like, if a pad fell out of my backpack, I was gonna be embarrassed of that, you know? I want the younger generation to get to a point where a pad or a tampon can fall out of their backpack, or a Diva cup, and nobody bats an eye, because it's just a normal thing. Because it is a natural, normal thing, and it shouldn't be awkward to talk about. Another thing I make sure to do now the few days before my period is to get some rest. That's what my little Stardust app has told me the last couple days. It's like, you need extra rest, and like, it's not a placebo, and if it is a placebo, whatever. I'm getting placeboed, who cares? People get placeboed every day, it could happen to you too! No, but even before I was using the Stardust app, like, I was noticing that I would get exhausted before and like the first couple days of my period. I was so physically and mentally fatigued, like, could not get enough sleep. Go to bed early if you can't sleep in the next day. Take a nap if you have any time to take a nap, definitely take a nap. I hadn't napped in like, I honestly can't remember the last time I napped. I used to nap all the time in high school. Dude, once I discovered I could sneak a little 30-minute nap in after school, yes! Oh, I felt so good after my little naps. And in college, that I became like a normal thing that everybody was napping, and I was like, hell yeah, I love napping. Napping is great. I had my therapist in college tell me that it was okay to nap because she said, are you gonna be able to do the task that you need to do better if you get some rest? And I was like, yeah, I think so. And she was like, okay, then nap. That's great. That's productive in itself because you'll be able to do the work once you're rested. But we're not talking about doing the work right now. We're talking about chillaxing, okay? Because you're in your period, you don't need to be doing any work. Dude, you can, you know, do some hip stretches if you want. That's why I'm gonna drop you guys a PMS workout down below from MadFit because it is so good. Like, even if you're not into dance workouts, this isn't a dance workout. It's literally just stretches to relieve cramps. It's chef's kiss. And she does a couple squats. You can skip those if you want to, but it is a wonderful video to learn some stretches to do for your cramps. I will say though, I've been drinking raspberry leaf tea every month during my period, and my cramps haven't been as bad. I still get them. I still end up having to take some Advil, but raspberry leaf tea, check it out. Ooh, talking about raspberry leaf tea was a good segue into my next tip, which is tea, dude. Okay, hear me out. So I switch from coffee to tea when I'm on my period because I find that the caffeine in coffee gives me cramps, and I usually just like drink herbal tea instead. Sometimes I get a matcha, but I find just drinking tea while on my period to be super relaxing. I do drink specifically relaxing teas. I really like kava tea. I know not everybody is into that because it's like not kava strong stuff. You know, they got a little disclaimer on the back saying not to take it if you're pregnant or like not to operate heavy machinery. And like, I get it. It makes me real, real chill, real relaxed. I also just buy like the kava yogi tea at the grocery store. So I don't think I'm getting like the most concentrated version of kava tea that some people drink. I don't know. But besides kava tea, I also like the tension tamer tea from Celestial Seasonings. And I like the honey lavender tea from Yogi Tea. Those are both. The honey lavender one has passion flower in it, which some people say helps them sleep better. I think it at least helps me relax a little bit in the evening. And the tension tamer tea is just good. It's nice and like minty, and it supposedly has an herb that's supposed to relax you. I don't know. I don't care if they're placebo. Honestly, if they're placeboing me, at least it's working and I'm feeling more relaxed. And then my last tip is to get some creativity time in, dude. Whether that's drawing, painting, knitting, do something with your hands that isn't like scrolling Instagram. For me, I like doing creative makeup looks. I really like doing a bold graphic liner and all sorts of colors, and like sitting down for an hour and a half and putting together a makeup look makes me feel very creatively fulfilled. I just find doing something creative is a great way to silence your anxious thoughts because you're so focused on exploring shapes and colors and different designs and really tapping into that imaginative part of your brain that gives you that dopamine hit and makes you feel fulfilled and happy. And not that it's totally going to erase that anxiety for you, but it's certainly gonna distract from it. And it's a better way to channel your energy. Because I've had a couple of anxious moments today, but they did not occur during this makeup look. I was far too distracted thinking about where I was gonna place these rhinestones and how I was gonna tie this whole look together with the colors and everything and the purple blush I was gonna use and the purple lip gloss I was gonna use, that I didn't really have time to worry about anything else. And even with this, I wasn't wasn't worried about my next move. I was excited to see my next move because I had no look in mind. I was just going with the flow of my creativity and it made me feel really good. So that's a period anxiety hack for ya. All right, now it's time for the mental health bop of the week. And the mental health bop that I cannot stop listening to this week is Heart of the Woods by Kacey Musgraves off her new album, Deeper Well, which honestly is a no-skip album and I like it better than Golden Hour. There you go, I said it. Anyway, this song is a mental health bop and I love listening to it while I'm on my mental health walks and looking at all of the beautiful flowers in my neighborhood. It makes me feel very at one with nature. It makes me feel very grounded. It makes me wanna sway. It makes me wanna groove like this. I'm sure a scientist might be able to analyze the reasons why it gives me such an instant relief feeling. Like that is like such a it's a lullaby to me. It is soothing to me. It's in our nature to take care of each other in the heart of the woods. Like, are you kidding? I'm Snow White right now. I'm literally Snow White right now. No, I don't want to be Snow White. I was just trying to think of a princess that hangs out in the woods. I don't want to be any Disney princess that hangs out in the woods. Good stuff did not happen in the woods to them. I'm Kacey Musgraves hanging out in the woods. And there's moss, and it's beautiful out here. Your mental health tip of the week is to listen to Deeper Well by Kacey Musgraves. Like I said, it's a no-skip album, and they're all mental health bops. Like, Kacey Musgraves is documenting her own self-love, self-worth, self-journey. She wrote all of these songs about loving herself and loving nature and just like realizing what's important to her. And it's very, very beautiful. And I think you'll like it. And I think it'll make you feel soothed. Like every song on that album feels like a lullaby. It really does. Not to say that they're all super slow, because they're not. But a lullaby to me doesn't need to be slow. I used to fall asleep to the Tarzan soundtrack, to the El Dorado soundtrack. Like the songs just gotta be vibey. They don't gotta be slow in order for me to fall asleep to them. All right, everybody, I think it's time to wrap this episode up. I hope that if you get a period or if you know somebody who gets a period, this video was helpful to you because they might be experiencing, or you might be experiencing, period anxiety too. And hey, dude, you're not alone. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a doctor. Ooh, I haven't said that in a while. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a mental health professional. I am just a mentally ill girl sharing my journey and things that have helped me with you. I'm not a flight attendant either, but I have so much respect for them. So I hope I gave you some helpful tips today, and I would love to hear from you in the comments section what you do to deal with period anxiety or any anxiety. Honestly, help us out in the comments. Please put a little list down there because I could always use more tips. Tips and hacks. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Hard Feelings Podcast. Be sure to check out all 34 of my other episodes. Dude, we got a lot of episodes here at Hard Feelings headquarters on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. You can check us out on all of the podcast platforms. And if you want to know the makeup I'm wearing on my face today, I always list it in the YouTube description, or you can head over to Instagram. I'm sure I'll have some hot, fresh content over there for you. So yeah, thanks for listening. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you next Friday with another new episode. Bye!